Well, it might be hard to imagine what life was like in Wisconsin during World War II, but sometimes books have a way of making the past seem, bringing the past back to us, and sometimes even fiction books have the ability to make the past seem incredibly real. Larry Mueller here again. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. And really, for books, that certainly is the case for this new novel. It's called The Cherry Harvest. It's based on events that happened in Door County during World War II, at least loosely. And here to tell us more about the book and her writing process, Lucy Sanna, who is author of The Cherry Harvest. She's also published lots of poetry, short stories, nonfiction books. And her writings have been translated into, frankly, a number of languages. Lucy Sanna, welcome.
Thanks so much, Larry, for having me.
What a... You know, and you've been getting some wonderful reviews for this book.
I know.
It's got to be like, every time.
My debut novel, yes.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be wonderful. And the story, well, you tell. Tell, what's the basis? The story is about what?
Okay. Well, it happened in 1945, but mm-hmm. I changed it to 1944 because I wanted it to be during the war.
Yeah.
So there'd be a lot of conflict. When I learned, it was about 4 years ago, that POWs, German POWs, during World War II, had picked cherries in Door County, I saw lots of conflict, and I thought, wow, I don't know what's going to happen, but a lot of stuff's going to happen. So
you got that right.
Yeah, so the first character that came to mind was Charlotte, and she's the farm wife, and really dedicated to the farm, much more so than her husband, who's an intellectual. And so she wants to save the cherry orchard. Basically, in 1943, they didn't have a harvest because all the migrant workers had gone to the factories, they had gotten better jobs, and there was no one to pick the cherries. Of course, the men went to war, the women went to the factories as well, so there wasn't anyone to pick the cherries. So 1943 was a terrible year for them. 1944, in my book anyway, she's desperate. So she goes to the county board, and she petitions to have German POWs come and pick cherries in the land. And this is a new thing at the time. It was people weren't doing it. And so they come to the land. And so I gave her a son who's over fighting the Nazis. I gave her a very attractive 17-year-old daughter who's going to definitely come in touch with the POWs. And, you know, just those characters, the mingle of the characters with the POWs right outside their door is what, you know, they just kept rolling along, and wow, it just, stuff happened, and I had a lot of fun writing it. It came pretty quickly, actually. I had a lot of fun writing it.
Well, I tell you what, it is fascinating read. Lucy Sanna, our guest, author of The Cherry Harvest. Maybe you know a little bit about that history of the Germans working here in Wisconsin, not only Door County, but other places as well in the state.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Actually, by the end of the war, there were more than 40,000 prisoners of war in Wisconsin alone.
Boy.
What happened was, you know, people don't know the story, and I'll tell you in a minute why they don't, but basically, when the U.S. entered the war, the British had captured thousands of German prisoners and were holding them there in England. And rumor came that Hitler was going to airdrop weapons into the prison camp so that they could attack from the inside. And so the British said to the U.S., can you take these guys off our hands? And where was the U.S. going to put them? I mean, there was no place safe in Europe. It would be too expensive to send supplies over. They were already sending supplies over to England and to, you know, the U.S. troops as well. So, and they'd have to guard them. So what they did was they sent them back to this country on empty Liberty ships. Those were the supply ships. They came back on the empty Liberty ships. They were probably scared to death, but they were so well treated here. It was great PR for us when they went back. There were Germans, mostly Germans. There were also Italians, Russians, and Japanese, but it was only the Germans they let out to work. I think it was a pretty racist thing myself, but it was only the Germans. And in Wisconsin at the time, the Wisconsin population was about a third German. So one of the first places they put them was Camp McCoy.
Yeah. So and so we had a lot of people, actually German-speaking people here.
Yes, that's for sure. That's for sure. And so why don't we know about this? Well, the army didn't want the people to know that there are prisoners here because they didn't know how the, you know, people would react. Certain, maybe they think their relatives are in there, they want to go save them, or maybe they want to go kill them. I don't know. But anyway, they didn't want anyone to know, and the media complied. We didn't have embedded journalists at the time. So the media complied, didn't say anything. They started out in military camps and actually across the country. And when the army realized that they could pay their own keep by working, then they sent them into rural areas where they were needed. And so the people in the cities really didn't know a lot about this. And after they left, the army destroyed the records. They didn't want anyone to know. So basically, they were all across the country. And by the end of the war, there were more than 400,000 prisoners of war in this country. And Wisconsin held a tenth of them, more than 40,000.
And a lot of them didn't want to go back.
That's right. Some of them ran away. Some of them were hidden by I don't know how many. But some of the Germans were hidden by the families at the farms where they had made friends. And some of them who did go back to Europe came back later to live here.
Talking with Lucy Sanna today about her book, The Cherry Harvest, and certainly looking forward to your questions or comments for her, German prisoners of war working in Wisconsin. Hers book is set in Door County, and there were prisoners of war working in Door County. You may have some experiences, or family may have had some experiences with German prisoners of war back in World War II. Give us a call with that, or otherwise comments about the book or questions about it. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on our Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and you can post your questions or comments there. And Door County, you chose Door County because why?
Well, Door County's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, it's this very sort of, I think of it sort of a nostalgic way to put prisoners in that sweet little place up there. You know, that's that's conflict.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to put it. And you were born and raised here in Wisconsin, were you not?
Yes, I was. I was born and raised in Menominee.
So that had to play some bit of a role maybe too.
I can feel the sand between my toes. I think I can write about Wisconsin in my sleep. I just love it.
And how did you research then, given the fact that there was so little said, how did you research that?
Well, that's a really good question. Basically, the first thing I did, I got onto the internet to see if it was really true and what I could find. And there was a lot of conflicting information, so I couldn't try. I decided I'm not going to trust that. So I went to the source. I went to, I was living in California at the time, and I live in Madison now, but I was living in California at the time. And my daughter and I flew to Door County, and we stayed there for a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks. On the lake, on Lake Michigan, in the very place that I set my book. And I went to down to the library in Sturgeon Bay. The librarian down there, Laura Kayakin, was just wonderful. She has a room at the History of Door County. She put me in touch with the Door County Historical Museum people. One of the curators there remembered the time. They put me in touch with a fellow who was 14 at the time, Jim Ellis. He was 14, living on a cherry farm when the Germans came.
Oh, my goodness.
And now he came down, he got his degree in horticulture. So not only did he know about the history of it, and he was right there, but he also knew all about how the cherries were raised back then, which is different from how they're raised today. And I learned so much from these people. It was just wonderful. That was my research, basically.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Mike in Sun Prairie has something. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, when I was 20, back in 1974, I was hitchhiking around Europe. And, you know, the typical thing is people would ask me where I was from, and I'd say Wisconsin, and nobody ever knew where Wisconsin was. They knew New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Texas. So I got picked up by a truck driver in Germany, and it was at Christmas time, and it was really about the only time I felt homesick, because that part of Germany and the way the people looked and things like that was much more similar to Wisconsin than where I'd been living in England. So I got out my German-English dictionary, and I tried to piece together a sentence, and I must have really slaughtered the language, because at that point he said, oh, I speak a little English. He said, tell me in English. So I said, well, this area really reminds me of my home in the United States. He said, where's that? I said, Wisconsin. He says, ah, Wisconsin. I know Wisconsin. And, which surprised me, because nobody ever did. And I said, really? I said, when were you there? He said, 1943. I was prisoner of war.
Wow.
And he had been, that's where he learned to drive truck. He spent some time working on farms, as you had said. And then he got shipped to Texas at one point. So there must have been a prisoner of war camp there down there also.
Yes.
But, he found it to be an incredible experience. And, you know, the thing you wanted to be most was an American prisoner of war, and the last thing you wanted to be was a Russian prisoner of war. So.
That's right. They were afraid to go back because they knew that as long as Germany was in the war that they'd be sent. They were scared to be sent to the Russian front.
We have. Oh, thanks so much for that story, Mike. And Lucy, thank you so much for being with us. She's going to be with us right up till 12:30. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back with Lucy Santa. Stay with us. Always a treat to be able to learn about history through the experiences of a novel. At least I enjoy it. I bet you do, too. It's even rarer, I think, to learn about the history of our own state. And I'm Larry Mueller, and I want to thank you for joining us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And really pleased to have Lucy Santa with us. She tells the story of when the prisoners of war, German prisoners of war, worked the farms in Door County, and her new novel, and she did it through her new novel. It's called The Cherry Harvest. She's also published poetry, short stories, nonfiction books. It's really a pleasure to have her with us. The book has gotten rave reviews. I have yet to see a bad review of this book, with good reason, as a matter of fact. And Lucy, thanks again for spending time with us.
Well, thank you, Larry, so much for having me.
This whole story, and we've got so many people who want to talk with you about the setting here. Door County, during the World War II, German soldiers, due to the sort of the efforts of a woman, Charlotte Christensen, the wife and partner of with her husband Thomas, who own a farm that they raise cherries, and they need the help, and so she petitions to have German prisoners of war work on their farm and other farms. And oh my goodness, what ensues from that? Yeah, and there's probably seven main characters in the book. So you've got Rachel, you've got Charlotte
and Thomas,
Kate,
and Ben.
Ben.
And then you've got
Carl.
Ben's girlfriend.
Oh, it's Josie.
Josie and Carl, of course, the prisoner who comes into the house. And then there's I didn't want to tell too much, but there's some bad apples in the
cherries.
In the bushel.
There's some rotten cherries in the bush.
<That's right.
laughs> Oh my goodness! Yeah, that's the hard part sometimes about talking. I mean, you don't want to let you want to give the flavor of the story, but you don't want to.
I don't want to give it away.
You don't want to give it away, and I can see why. And there's believe me, there is a huge. If you see this coming, if you read this book and see it coming, well, call and say, I saw it coming. I'll have a hard time believing you.
Most people are surprised.
I think most people are really surprised at how the book turns out. But as a reader, you go through a whole range of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. I mean, I'm sure you did in writing it.
I did. That's right. And I talked to a woman yesterday. She came up to me and she said, "Oh, I'm so glad I could talk to you. I just finished it." And she said, "I cried."
Oh.
And then she gave me a big hug. It was so sweet.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, Ron, we have so many callers. Let's go to the phones. Ron in La Crosse, your turn. Thanks, Ron, for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just like to say, a few years ago, I checked out a book at the La Crosse Public Library called Stalag, Wisconsin. I don't know if your guest is familiar with it.
Oh, yes, I am. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's very informative. And it was interesting. There were some a lot of POWs, including Japanese POWs, at what was then Camp McCoy.
Yes.
And, of course, the movie Fort McCoy, I think, is somewhat loosely based on that. That was the background for that movie, Fort McCoy, which... actually produced in 2008 and finally got to the La Crosse area in 2014. But there also was an interesting story that when some of the prisoners, German POWs, were being worked up in northern Wisconsin at night on winter, certain winter nights, there'd be a pack of wolves that would start howling. And they, I guess it really spooked a lot of those German POWs.
Wow.
They had never heard of wolves before.
Well, I should have. I wish I had known that. I could have put that in my book.
That's a great story, Ron.
Thanks.
Thank you. Well, that would keep them in their
in their place. Yeah,
keep them in their place. They probably wouldn't want to be running around after hearing that. Thank you, Ron. Ginny in Oconomowoc, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Okay, I've been sitting on hold here so long. I had an experience back in 1945, and there was like a kids' cherry-picking camp up in Door County, and I lived in Milwaukee, and it must have been reputable, my parents wouldn't have allowed it, came to our house and talked to my parents about sending my brother and sister up to Door County for cherry-picking because they needed cherry-pickers. And I was sitting there, and I was almost 13, and I guess you had to be 14, but he said I could come. And this was very exciting because it was like a kids' camp. We could swim at the end of the day. They took us to a beach, and, you know, it was just fun. And yet we could hear the Germans in the next orchard. We could hear them talking back and forth as we were picking, and we never saw them or, you know, had close contact, but we could hear the German language. So it was, you know, it was a fun experience for me. And we were there when the war ended, and that's what I remember. It was 45, and mm-hmm. all of the big dinner bell rang and rang and rang, and everybody was so happy. And so it was, you know, it was a good experience all the way around. But I'm anxious to read the book. I'll have to pick it up.
Great. Thank you for that. That sounds very exciting.
I really appreciate the call, and I'm loving hearing these experiences. You're actually doing some additional writing about these experiences, aren't you?
I am. People have contacted me to tell their stories, and I am following up with some other major writing, and I would love to speak with anyone who has experience with the POWs directly. That would be just great. And I mean, if anybody's out there and wants to talk to me, you could go to my website, which is just lucysanna.com. That's LucySanna.com, and I have a contact page. You could just contact me through that. I'd love to hear from you.
And we have we also have your page up on my Facebook page. So if you didn't get that, just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and we've got a direct link right there. So and again, Ginny, thank you so much for calling. Let's turn to Carol in Reedsburg. Carol, hi. Thank you for calling.
There was a prisoner of war camp in Reedsburg, and my mother would drive into Reedsburg in the morning to pick up the guard and his prisoners that he was in charge of and bring them out to our farm and other neighboring farms, and they would shock grain.
Wow, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. There were actually 39 prisoner of war camps in Wisconsin alone.
Wow. So were you old enough to remember that, Carol?
I was probably 7 or 8. I remember when they'd come in the house, they'd wash up outside, and then they'd come in the house, and my mother and I assume maybe neighbors or somebody would help make a meal, And while they were eating the meal, they would have their eyes on us four girls, or three girls, because they were thinking of their children back home.
Oh.
And the guard, when they were shocking the grain, why, he would lay his gun down and he'd help them because he could trust that they would stay there.
Wow.
And then later years, then my uncle paid for the prisoner to come back and to bring his family to America.
Wow. That sounds fabulous.
Oh, what a story. Carol, you should be. I hope you'll be willing to share this with Lucy later.
Yeah, if you could contact me through my webpage, that would be super. I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, what a wonderful story. Thank you.
Well, they had some strange ideas about some things here because we had a bridge on our road that was dry creek most of the time. And they could not figure out why we didn't milk our cows under that bridge because we had so many big buildings we could have got by without buildings, they said.
Oh, man, another great story. Carol, I really do hope you get in touch with Lucy.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. What a wonderful, interesting story. Betty in Chippewa Falls, it's your turn. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Larry. I'm from Central Wisconsin, and I just wanted to share with Lucy that last year at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, they had an incredible display of black and white and large photographs along with descriptions of the experiences of having the German POWs work on the farms in that area.
Oh, I'd love to get in touch with whoever it is who put those up, who has them. It's,
you know, I don't know who actually did that, but I think if you contacted, even just Googled the website for Central Wisconsin State Fair, you could eventually get in touch with them because the stories were just fascinating. I was blown away.
And this
I had
was,
no
this
experience
was
with it, and I just loved it.
And it was last year?
That was last year.
Okay.
And their fair will be coming up this, it always ends on Labor Day, so it'll be like the last week of August, first week of September.
I visited the Northern Wisconsin State Fair one year when it was held in Eau Claire. I think it moves around a little bit.
Oh, that's a different one. That's held here in Chippewa Falls. But this is the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield. It's a very, very large fair.
Okay, so different from the Northern one that I was talking about.
Yes.
So if Central Wisconsin State Fair, you're going to get it, and then you're probably going to be able to, whoever is listed as a contact is going to probably be able to move it on.
Thank you so much.
Betty, thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And it would really be interesting to have those photos. Wonderful. John in Menominee Falls, thanks
Larry,
for calling.
How are you today?
I'm great.
You're welcome. I've listened to your program, and I've lived up in Germantown, too. And it's really interesting how many POW camps there were in Wisconsin because of our heavy German population. She mentioned Central Wisconsin. That's one of the largest concentration of people from the Pommern area or northern German area. In fact, the Central Wisconsin Pommerscher Verein is very well known. Then you come down here in Germantown. There's a lot of Bavarians, a lot of Hessians, and Rockfield, which is just north of Germantown and just north of the original Germantown settlement of Dinesville. Had a huge POW camp, and one of the reasons for it, and there's a lot of documentation on this, through the old Dinesville Historical Museum, the Freistadt Heritage Museum, on how many they brought in here because of the fact that there were people that knew the language and could deal with them, and they loved it here. They worked in farms, they worked in factories, and a contact there, if you're looking for a contact, would most likely be Irene Blau, B-L-A-U. She actually ran the little museum up in Dinesville. And you could find out a lot of information from there. And this coming Sunday, the 28th, I believe it is Pommerntag, which is the Pommerscher Verein Freistadt. The Pommerscher Tonsdale Freistadt, they have their annual Pommerntag, and it's over in Mequon at the little village park over there behind the police administration building. And they always have a huge tent set up with just tons of photos. And I'm sure you could find out from some of those people who are some of their parents were the original settlers to the Freistadt area about some of these camps and some of these people as well.
Wow.
Thank you so much. That's great. Great to hear.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could share that with you because it's very interesting history what we have here, especially with the POW camps.
It really is, and I'm glad you share, not only for Lucy, but for others who may well be interested in visiting as well. So, John, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talking, just to remind you, Lucy Sana is the author of a new novel. It's called The Cherry Harvest, and it's set in Door County, Wisconsin, during World War II, when German prisoners of war were put to work in Wisconsin farms. And what ensues on one Wisconsin farm in Door County when some German prisoners come there to work. Wallace and Weyerhaeuser, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Interesting program. I have a little story that's got maybe a little different slant. I was in training at the naval base north of Memphis, Tennessee in 43. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the war was full bore yet, and it was 24/7 trailing. And liberty was very, very rare. However, once in a while we would get it. And it was 18 miles into Memphis. And us guys, we'd have to hitchhike to get in. And here the German prisoners were working at a huge hog farm. It was called Crump's Navy. It was north of the naval base. They would be trucked into nice buses. And us guys had to hitchhike. And I'll tell you, the remarks weren't pleasant.
I bet they weren't, Wallace. Thanks so much for that story. And, you know, in your book, I mean, there's not everybody's happy to see the prisoners of war coming to Door County.
That's for sure. Some of them are afraid. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte even resents the fact that they're given much better food than she can have because she can't afford it. Yeah. So there's a lot of that that goes on, too.
Yeah. Thanks again, Wallace, for calling. I appreciate it very much. We have Mary in Milwaukee next. Mary, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. I just wanted to mention that my father ran a company in West Bend during World War II, and he told me just before he died that he had they were prisoners were there that worked in the factory, mm-hmm. and he said some of them would try sabotage, which he said, of course, I probably would have done too.
Oh, you're breaking up. That's too bad. But as Mary is saying, some of them tried sabotage. If you didn't hear that, in the factory where her father worked or owned, I guess.
Well, one of the things that my understanding is that they weren't allowed to work in factories that were in shipyards, for example, yeah. things that related to military things. Yeah. But they worked in canneries and other kinds of factories that.
And in your book, the principal POW you talk about, Carl, is a learned guy, mm-hmm. and kind of a nice guy, and mm-hmm. and but there are others that are not so nice,
right?
So,
and I really would like the reader to sort of question Carl a little bit too.
I put nice quotes.
There's not good and evil in this. Everything is ambiguous.
I was kind of putting quote marks around I was in my mind. An email from Doug and Randolph is that my father was a U.S. Army guard at Camp McCoy in 45. His job was to make sure German prisoners worked in the kitchen cooking food, and he said the German prisoners were nice, well-behaved.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that a lot, I mm-hmm. think, from others, too, that they probably, I mean, you know, you think about it, you're out of the war. You're not getting shot at anymore.
Well, a couple things. My understanding is that they did not let the SS or the real bad guys out, to do any work and to get with the other ones. And there were fights within the prisons because some of the prisoners were angry with the ones who were nice to the Americans. Another story I heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but that the people who were sent up to the front who were killed and captured were the people who really didn't agree with Hitler. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's one of the things I've heard.
We had many Facebook comments as well. Here's one from Karen. My dad was in the Army Air Corps stationed in New Mexico, talked about the delicious food that they ate that was always cooked by German POWs. It was kind of interesting. And Emily commented on Facebook, I grew up in Racine. There was a prisoner of war camp in Union Grove. The camp was small, located on Highway 11, where the county fair is now located. And those guys made sewer pipes.
What fun.
Yeah. And let's, I just want to get through a few of these anyway. Jack emailed to say, Lucy will return to the scene of the crime on Friday, July 10th, when the Friends of Door County Libraries present Lucy at a book and author presentation. Talk about that. So.
Okay, I've been around Wisconsin a while, and we're having a lot of fun doing this. The book came out June 2nd, and I've been back and forth to San Francisco and Wisconsin. And in Door County, I'm going to be doing the, thank you very much, Jack, for letting me speak about that, the Friends of the Library at Sturgeon Bay. We're going to be doing an event. And then I'm going to go up to Washington Island, and I'll be speaking at Fair Isle Bookstore up there. I've never been to Washington Island, so I'm
you're going to love that.
Excited about that. I'm going back to my hometown of Menominee one day soon. And there's a list of my schedule on my website, lucysinna.com, lucysinna.com. If you just go to events, you could see where I'm going to be. So thank you for bringing that up.
And is it fun to do that?
I love it.
Most authors do. I mean, I was talking to Michael Perry about it. He says it's wonderful that here are people who are kind of paying for my life. You know,
that's right.
They're paying the bills,
yeah.
And so who wouldn't be happy to have a chance to talk with generous people who've taken the time to come and listen. But they've also purchased the book.
Right, and asked me questions about it. I love to answer the questions about the book, too.
Well, we really are happy to have you with us today. And we have, the Miller Art Museum. You're at the Miller Art Museum in Sturgeon Bay.
Yes, that's right. That's where it is. Thank you.
On 4th Avenue in Sturgeon Bay. And that is, again, that is, when is that?
Let me see. I've got my schedule right here.
Just now that I brought it up.
You got to get it right.
I want to get it right now that I brought it up. So Friends of Door County Libraries, 7 o'clock, Miller Art Museum in the Sturgeon Bay Library.
July 10.
July 10. Okay, so we've got it here.
And then Fair Isle Books is going to be July 12th. That's up in Washington Island. And then Bookends on Maine in Menominee, Wisconsin, is going to be on July 16, 5 to 7 p.m. I'm going to be speaking at the Rotary August 19. I'm very excited about it. I think I'll put together a slideshow for the Rotary.
Oh, that would be really cool. And are you working on a sequel, by the way, or...?
People say, well, you're here in Madison. Why don't you tell everybody what happens with Kate in her life? I don't have a story for Kate right now, so I'm working on another book. I'm working on a book that takes place in New England during the war again. Maybe I had a first life in World War II or something. So there's a disaster that happens, and how's this little town going to react?
Well, when that comes out... Please come back and visit.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lucy. Lucy Sanna is the author of the new novel. It's gotten rave reviews. It's called The Cherry Harvest, set in Door County, Wisconsin during World War II. Great to have her along. And you know what? I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody. Thank you for listening and for all the calls. We really appreciate it. Tomorrow, switch gears entirely. We'll talk about groundwater and wells at 11, and then we'll turn our attention to summer fishing. Stay with us in the meantime. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.